John Prime Hina is the lead artist for a community arts collective that has created a unique project as part of his Living Legacy series, bringing together artists and would-be artists from 23 Hawaiian immersion schools to design and create a series of murals that tell the story of Kalapana on Hawaii Island. He spoke with us about the value of the project.
First of all, it's identity. That's super valuable. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the Western system, you know, you don't get a sense of identity. You know, you're an American, but in this system here, the kids know who they are.
Yeah.
They know they're more connected to the land than the system that I grew up in.
When it was kind of your connection to your culture was maybe suppressed, yeah?
Yes.
Did you feel that when you were growing up?
No, I didn't know the difference.
Yeah.
Growing up, but as an adult and seeing my kids grow up in the system, yeah, definitely.
Is that when you became aware of the difference?
No, it was before that. When I started painting murals about the Hawaiian culture, mm-hmm. and the response that I would get from the community started to get me to ask questions more. I started asking more questions.
What kind of response from the community?
Well, this one, for me, the awakening started in 2011 when we painted a big portrait of Queen Liliuokalani, and you know, people just came out, started honoring her, and you know, that's the first time I see people crying at a mural.
Uh-huh.
And that told me the power of art for public consumption. And then they started, you know, sharing stories with me about her and why she's important to them. And I seen them heal from just an image. For me, it was just an image. It was,
yeah.
It was an important image to me, but I didn't understand the magnitude of that importance until the people started to respond the way they did.
It's amazing the way art can not only heal, but educate.
Absolutely.
So that's the goal of what you're doing now. Describe what you're doing now, the project you've got underway.
Yeah, so this project, Ke Kana Kolu, is focused on the story of Kalapana. And it's basically, it's 10 murals across 5 islands with 23 Hawaiian charter schools. And we're trying, you know, we want to get everybody involved. And our process... So our mural process is interesting because it's very Hawaiian in concept. It's very inclusive of all of the generations.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what your skill level is. It's just being able to participate at the most basic level with a sense of belonging, knowing that the community is part of that foundation. And then we're going to go, you know, we want to teach this process in each community so they can start doing it themselves. And then each island carries a specific part of the story that was dissected and then set up by Kamalani Johnson, who's also on our team.
So the story was divided up how? Chronologically?
Yes, and relevant to each island. So each island plays a role in the story somehow, or if not directly, then, you know, indirectly through another story. And so he's been able to dissect it, find how it relates to each island, and then put it together again. So that way, when you look at all of the murals side by side, we're hoping that it tells one story, but it's at different places.
Kind of a mosaic almost.
Yeah, a statewide mosaic.
Yeah. Interesting idea, yeah?
It's crazy. I've never done anything like it, but I'm excited.
You know, the whole idea of eliminating, not worrying about the skill level of the people who take part, in a way opens a lot of things up because there's a lot of emphasis. You know, people hold back from making art because they think they don't have the, quote, skills, whatever those are, right?
Yeah, that's the first comment that I'll get from a good majority of the people is that, you know, I don't know how to paint, I don't know how to draw, I just draw stick men. And that's kind of like the mindset that everybody has. But once they're done with the mural, they're like, okay, when can I do the next one?
Uh-huh.
And when can I do the next one after that? And that's empowerment, you know, at its core level.
Well, you have to think that the, you know, original pre-contact Hawaiian artists probably didn't worry that much about where they went to school or what their skill level was, right?
Absolutely.
So that whole idea of opening it up, and it's in immersion schools, so these are kids who have had Hawaiian language education.
Yeah, and for me, the intimidating part is, you know, I'm just learning the language, and to go up to a kid and try and talk in Olelo Hawaii, and they start laughing at you, it's humbling.
Like you're in a foreign country or something.
In a foreign country in my own place.
Yeah. But for your generation, not many of your generation really did become fluent in Hawaiian, did they?
You know, I'm learning that there's more and more that we're exposed, but...
More than you realize?
More than I realized.
Uh-huh.
But now, the numbers are climbing dramatically with the next generation and the generation after that. And it's exciting to see it grow and be a part of that movement.
You know, when you learn a new language, you inevitably learn a new way of thinking, right?
Oh, indeed. For me, learning this language, it's unlocking so many other secrets and possibilities that it now my imagination is like limitless because I see things differently, I paint differently, the way I behave, you know, around the space that we're gonna create a mural is different. It all becomes sacred. And I think that's the difference between me painting before and me painting now, is that there's much more spirituality involved, and so it becomes that sacred space.
What you're telling me, Prime, is that you're learning as much as you're teaching.
I think I'm learning more than I'm teaching.
That's got to be exciting, though, for an artist, because, you know, if you stop growing, you kind of stop being an artist.
Yeah, So you're learning the language, and then you're learning different ways to apply your skill set. You know, so even as a quote unquote muralist, I'm still not a muralist because I'm trying to figure out how can we get more people involved and give ownership to them, because I don't like signing my name on the art pieces. I just like having it on them.
Which is, you know, for a painter, you know, painters usually operate as individuals, not as collaborative artists. So that's got to be a change for you.
Yeah, for me, big time. It's so much easier working by yourself. But when you have to consider other folks and how, you know, if they really want to be a part of it, then where can you fit them in? And I'm not just talking about artists that love to paint, but I'm also talking about the farmer, the fisherman that have different skill sets, but they have different understandings as well.
Yeah.
So when they contribute to the storyline and the understanding, they feel part of that that belonging to the family, you know. And this is where it goes outside of art. It's like a ripple effect that goes outside, and people just contributing to this potluck of knowledge.
John Prime Hina is the lead artist for Auna Pahaiona, an arts collective that will be traveling to five islands as part of its Living Legacy series to create murals that tell the story of Kalapana on Hawaii Island. You can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.